UJFM Insights. Insights. 12 to 3 p.m.
It's absolutely amazing music coming through. It's SZA, its title set, and bringing us to exactly 47 minutes after 1 p.m. right here on UJFM 95.4. It is Insights with the Insight Girlies, Phumelele Wakazulu and Letlotlo Monake on the news desk. And we are with you, keeping you company, keeping you entertained all the way through to the hour of 3 p.m. Right now, though, we have the greatest in studio with us visiting us. It is our Vice Chancellor, Professor Letlotlo Kompedi, and with a very wonderful visitor. It's the CEO of Fundi, Maria Surya, coming through. I mean, it's so amazing to have such great guests, you know, coming through to our show, Prof. And I honestly want to know, what is the great visit about? The whole entire Fundi.
Well, you want me to start?
Yes.
Good afternoon. I mean, it's always great to be with you, JFM. I mean, this is my refuge. When I'm here, I feel like light and on top of the world. Yes, you know, today we hosted a group of executives led by the CEO, as you've rightly pointed out, from our partner and friends, Fundi, and they're doing a tour of the great University of Johannesburg and seeing, you know, what is the magic behind the magic. But let me not, deny my colleague a chance to speak, and I'll share more about other nice things that we're doing together.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's absolutely awesome to be here. The studio is beautiful. Yeah. And you guys are so beautiful as well.
Thank you.
So good afternoon to your listeners. So Fundi is on a journey for digitalization, and we want to play in the fourth industrial revolution. And just watching what from afar what UJ has been doing with mm-hmm. digital strategies, mm-hmm. the interest was to come to campus and get a tour of all your digital technologies. And I must tell you, I am absolutely blown away. So my job is to visit all 26 institutions around the country. I've also been overseas on campus looking at best practice. And I want to honestly say, UJ is leading the way in digital technologies. You are a best kept secret.
Wow,
from all of the faculties. And I want to just say thank you so much, Prof, for hosting us, for sharing and bringing us insights that we can take into the business world.
Mm-hmm.
So we're absolutely delighted to have had the experience and to even talk about it. So go UJ. I wish you all of the best in playing in the fourth industrial revolution. You are really paving the way for what digital education is going to be about.
Wow. Sorry, Mala. You're at UJ. We don't say go UJ.
We say UJ
all the way.
UJ all the way.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking your time to come see us here in studio. We absolutely, absolutely love it. And it's good to hear that the University of Johannesburg is always painting the town orange. Amazing music coming through. It's just to bring us exactly 51 minutes after 1 p.m. right here on UJ FM 95. It's Insights with the Insight Girlies, Phumelele Wakazulu and Letlotlo Monake on the news desk. We still have an amazing guest in the studio. It is Maria Surya, the CEO of Fundi. And I know it's just a great partnership that we have with the University of Johannesburg. I think there's a pointer I missed before we went into the music break. It's something that has to do with the collaboration and also the bettering of the great University of Johannesburg.
Yes. So Fundi is all about giving back, and we're a business that does good business. We've been in collaboration and partnership with UJ since our inception 30 years ago. We started off by literally providing access to education. Over the 30 years, if my memory serves me right, we have brought in thousands and thousands of students to UJ to the value of over R1 billion of student funds that have, you know, so students come to us, they take a loan. So over the 30 years, over R1 billion of loans have been facilitated for students to come and study at UJ. So more than just the commercial relationship, we want to give back to UJ. And today I'm absolutely delighted to say two programs that are very close to Fundi Capital's heart is neurodiversity.
Yeah.
We believe that significant research needs to go into it for the future of neurodiversity.
Mm.
And today we'll be donating R250,000 towards that program.
Yeah.
The other program, we've just come from your food project.
Yeah.
Interesting things that you're doing with him. I'm fascinated. And I know that the feeding program not allowing any student to go hungry is very close to your heart.
True.
So today we will put R50,000 towards that program. And I look forward to continuing to partner with you. As we grow our profits, we are able to give back more to you, Jay.
I think that's absolutely amazing, Prof. Just to go back to you, you know, the University of Johannesburg is celebrating 20 years.
That's right.
What does this partnership now with Fundi mean for the university, maybe for the next 20 years even?
Yeah, this is extremely important. I mean, it shows the way, you know, that if we work together, you know, we can achieve a lot of things. You know, we wouldn't be where we are had it not been for the support of partners like Fundi. And now, you know, working with them on important projects such as neurodiversity, feeding programs, it will help us, you know, develop future leaders, you know, future leaders in this area. So this is a sign of big things to come. And we're looking forward to the next 20 years already. And we're working this journey with Fundi. Yes.
Absolutely amazing. Amazing music coming through. There is a Nomani with 159.
UJFM Insights. Insights. 12 to 3 p.m.